Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Right. I want to welcome you to Thursday Night Bible Study. Tonight, Tina's not going to be with us, but we're going to, unless we have somebody that wants to sing, we're going to go ahead with the opening prayer. Okay.
Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for just being with us all through the day. Father, we ask that you be with us in our Bible study. We ask that you forgive us of all our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, we ask that you bless our Sunday Bible study teacher, Lord. Father, as she pour into us, please pour back into her. Father, we ask that you keep us covered under your blood. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lorraine. Hey, we'd like to welcome everybody once again to Thursday Night Bible Study. We're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be Minister Street. So we're going to go ahead and turn it right over to her.
Thank you, Brother Robert. Good afternoon again to everyone. Thank you, praise God, for his love, his grace, and his mercy. I was thinking, what could I talk on? And I was reading different things, and the title came to mind, A Gift of Communication with God. Everything that God gives us, it is a gift. We have been given the valuable gift of communication with God. During this time, we have been working together over the past several years with you guys, but I haven't been as long as that. But I'm thanking God for the time that I have learned talking with God. It has opened up many avenues of ways to talk with God to our Heavenly Father about his children. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not heard. God is there for us whatever we need to call him for. He is right there with us to give us what we need and the way that we need it. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit being here to lead us and guide us, because he knows the deep things of God. See, when we yield when we yield our whole being to our Father, he will withhold nothing from us. Sometimes you might feel like you have hit the rock, come to the end of your road, or you'll hit rock bottom. When this seems as though this has occurred, this is when God reveals to us that we have hit the rock. That rock is Jesus. So when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot on it, tie a knot in it, and hang on, because God will not let you fall. John 8:47 says, whoever hears of God, God's word, they are of God. If they don't hear God's word, then that means that they are not of God. So we have to give ourselves to God to be 100% what he would have us to be. And he knows what he wants us to be, and he will let us know just as well what he wants us to be. And when you think about it, we have to communicate with him in order to be able to talk with someone else. So we have so many people that have asked for prayer requests and pray that God will heal them and help them to have a blessed life. And this is what we do, and this is what we need to do, because in the Word, God tells us to pray ye one for another. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. You see, when we are praying for others to be strengthened, for God to strengthen them, God knows that we need refilling ourselves. So he is waiting for us to come to him and replenish ourselves by getting renewed with his strength. So when we need refilling, we go to the rock. And we know that that rock is Jesus. When we go there, we go and regroup and then back on the field again to work as unto the Lord. Take time to quiet yourself, your soul. Confess anything that you feel is in the way of your relationship with God. Hand over to Him anything that's troubling your mind. Receive His peace and wait patiently for Him to speak. Isaiah 55:3 says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live." Now thank God for speaking worship. Thank God for speaking and worship Him, because He isn't distant from us. He's right with us. Let the truth of His nearness transform your perspective and emotions today. And I want to make my calling and election sure. And I know each one of you desire this as well. We need to keep that sensitive ear turned into the Father. You never know whose name may come to mind when you're praying, or even just when you are talking. You never know, a name may be dropped in your mind that you need to pray for, and we need to take that moment and pray for them at that particular moment. We want to be very sensitive to the Spirit of God. Consult the Holy Spirit. He is our guide. He knows the deep things of God, and He will tell us what the deep things of God are. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when we're in God's word, when we're reading God's word, we need to let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us, because what I said earlier, He knows the things of God, and He knows the deep things of God. And this is why He's here on earth, to lead us and guide us into all strength. Just grab a handful of God's promises. He's got so many promises out there for us. Just grab a handful of God's promises and look to Him, and He will strengthen you. Don't give up. You are not alone. God is with you every step of the way. And whenever you come to a name of someone, we don't know what they need. We might not even know that name that God has dropped in our mind. We may have heard it a distance off, but He will help us to talk to Him about that soul. He will help us to talk to Him whatever they need. He will help us to talk to Him and do what He would have us to do or say to them. Just let them know that we are lifting you up before God, that God can use you the way that He sees fit. He wants each one of us to be obedient unto Him and to do what He has set us to do. We know that we can't do it without God. We have to look to Him. Sometimes we just have to get in a quiet place ourselves and look to Him and depend on Him for strength to keep us going through what we are going through. So as I said earlier, just grab hold to a handful of promise, God's promises, and keep moving forward for the Father. He is our strength. Don't give up. You are not alone. God is with you every step of the way. And we have to remind each other of this. We have to tell each other of that. This is what we are here for. This is a beautiful title that this Bible study had, Talking with God. We know that we can't do nothing on ourselves, but we have to put it in God's hands and let Him fix it. And when we put it in His hands and let Him fix it, back away and leave it alone, because He will help us to do what we are supposed to do as unto Him. Let Him know this and talk to Him daily. Let Him know that you will speak with Him daily and just make it a personal relationship. We are teaching on God's names, and mine that I was talking on was Jehovah, the relational God. And it's a lot of good stuff in that book that this young lady gave us. All those names, and I want to be like the people back in the Israel days, the Bible days. Don't say something that I can't pronounce and mess up God's name. There was one time they had to write God's name, and they was writing with an old pencil, and they put that pencil down and got a new pencil because God deserved the best. So this is what we need to do. We need to know that God deserves the best. So we study, we do our best studying for him. We do our best talking to him when we let go and let God. No matter what the situation is, we let go and we let God. Let him lead us through because there's so much that's out there. As we think about the accident that happened with the planes, I think they said it was the day before yesterday, the helicopter and the passenger plane clashed in D.C., we have, and when we step out the door, wherever we're going, we don't know what's ahead of us, but God do. So we want to communicate with him, ask him to help us to be safe or have his will. If we don't be safe and don't make it back, we want to be what he would have us to be so we can meet him in the, when it's that time comes. Let him know that we are his for the calling. We are his for the finishing up of the job. Don't start and stop. We got to keep going. We got to face God. We got to do the things that he would have us to do. We want to work not only for what we're supposed to do as unto him, but what we're supposed to do as unto our brothers and our sisters. We're supposed to do and lift them up unto God. And those that don't know, let them know that God is in control and they can depend on him just like we do. He's not a partial God. He communicates with them just like he do with us. They have just got to learn, get in God's word, and learn what his word is saying. And if you don't understand the word, look it up. See what it's saying. And if you don't understand it and you read a little bit further, as you get down in the scripture that you're reading, it will soon open up itself to you that you will know what you're saying as unto God. This is sort of short for me tonight, but I thank God that I was able to get something together. I had been suffering with my back, but I thank God for bringing me through that so I could get through what I got through. And God is always with us, no matter what the situation is. He is always with us. And guess what? He wants us to lean and depend on him. He wants us to draw from one another. And this is what this Bible study is for, to draw from one another, get strength from one another, and then go out and give it to others. And this is what I want to do. This is what I love to do. I love to talk about God. I love to hear people's testimonies about God. And I just love God. I love him. I love him from the beginning to the end. I love him for his son going to that old cruel cross to give me a chance to eternal life. I love him. He could have pulled him off of it any time or sent a legion of angels to send him, took him back to his heavenly home in heaven, but he didn't do that. The Son went through everything just for us so that we would have eternal life when that time comes. Thank you, Brother Robert, for the time. I'm sorry that it's not as long as it normally be, but I thank God for the opportunity to be here and talk about his goodness. Back to you, Brother Robert.
Come off of mute, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Minister Street, for those powerful words. And we'll move right along. We'll go right into our 30 seconds, and I think Jan got that tonight, Chamberlain.
Good evening, everyone. A friend of mine sent me these inspirational little sayings every day, and I thought this one was a good one, especially for this time. It says, I woke up and decided I will not stress over things that are out of my control today. People will be people, jobs will be jobs, but one thing that I know for sure is God will be God, and he got me. So that's a good thing to keep in mind as you go through your day. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. Okay. You. Let's go ahead and open the line up for some inputs and updates.
This is Minister Street. I had requested prayer for my daughter-in-law. She had a stroke. I think she stayed in rehab for about 20 days. But she's home now and doing well. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I, Deborah Jackson, request prayer for myself for spiritual healing. I just feel like I'm at a spiritual drought, and I don't know how to get in contact with God. I don't think God is hearing me. I know things in my life I have to do, but I can't do it by myself. Get out of this drought or this. I just need spiritual healing.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Amen. This is Lorraine. I'm requesting prayer for the little guy that delivers my food every month. I can't pronounce his name, so he told me to call him Son. So that's what I do. I call him Son. To ask him for prayer for him. He said for his mind. He needs the healing of his mind and for him to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. He's been calling me Ma ever since I met him.
This is Jesse. I need healing of my mind, too. Will y'all pray for me for that, please? Thank you.
Okay. Move along. We'll go right into our roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last week we had 41 people, no mistake. On to roll call. Lee and Virginia.
Yep.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Here.
Olga. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Mangum. Denise.
Here.
Maurice.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Lorraine.
Here.
Ken and Carla.
Hey.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Tandela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamali.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Kim.
Here.
Tina. Tom, Tonda, Miss Jessie,
here,
Wanda, Francis,
here,
Michael, Tanya White, Fran. Lisa?
Here. Here.
Winnie?
Here.
Evelyn C? Did I miss anyone?
Deborah Jackson, here.
Back to you, Robert.
All right, thank you, Linda. Okay, moving right along. Next week, our opening prayer, we will have Mr. Street will be up, okay? And then our 32nd is going to be done by Portia Barnes. Okay, with that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Bearwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another wonderful Thursday night on prayer. We thank you for our teacher, God, pouring out her heart to us, Lord, tonight, that we can communicate with you. We thank you for your ears are open to the righteous cry, God. You said the affectionate prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much today. We thank you for listening to us, God. We thank you for giving us a clear understanding of your word, God. Lord, if we have committed any sin, we ask you to forgive us, God, and create in us a clean heart and a clean mind, God. You said if we keep our mind on you, you will keep us in perfect peace, God. Lord, I ask you to remember the one that needs peace tonight, Lord. God, clear their mind. Let them know that you're in charge, God. Oh, God, it's no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Lord, bless each one, God. Lord, touch Deborah tonight, right now, in the name of
God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lay your hand on her, God. Nobody can do it but you, God. Help her to commit to you, God, her whole self to you, Lord. And I thank you in advance
for
what
Jesus.
You're going to do, Father. Bless our children. Lord, surround them with angels, God. Let them encamp around each one of them, God, as they go to school, God, wherever they will be, God, in their home, Jesus. Don't let the enemy destroy them, God. But I thank you, God. We lift our voice to you, Father. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto you. God, we lift you up tonight, God. We thank you for your divine power. We thank you for healing us, God, and keeping us together for one more opportunity to praise your name and give you the glory. All the glory belongs to you, God. We acknowledge you tonight, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. Lord, you haven't brought us this far to leave us, God. Continue to watch over everyone that's on the line, God. Lord, whatever their needs are, God, I ask you to supply it, Lord. God, you said your hand is not short that you cannot touch and you cannot heal, God. Lord, you are able to do more than what we can ever ask or thank, God. Lord, you said we need to prosper and be in good health. We believe your word. We trust your word,
Father.
God.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you for everything. God, continue to walk with us, God. And even as we depart, Lord, let your angels encamp around us, God. Give us that sweet sleep at night.
God,
love you, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. God, as we close this prayer tonight, Lord, God, we ask you right now, let the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Real well.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
And we
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having everyone.
Thank you, Lord. Bless
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.